Hurricanes tonight at PNC Arena against the Minnesota Wild. Last time these two teams met, just before Thanksgiving. Carolina looked like they might be headed for a 1-0 win. And then Sam Steele scored with about 2.5 minutes left, and Carolina lost in overtime. It was a string of overtime losses for the Hurricanes. But I think we found out a lot about the Minnesota Wild and that they are a big, physical, fast, skilled, determined team that is not to be trifled with. Lindsey Brown covers the West in the NHL, and she knows more about the Minnesota Wild than we do. So let's talk to Lindsey Brown at Lindsey Brown 35 on Twitter. You played, did you not?
I did, Adam. Thank you so much for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure. But I was a goaltender in a life that seems completely different from mine now. But it certainly helps in the current one that I live.
No question about it. All right. So from your perspective, tell me what is most impactful about what the Wild do on a night-in, night-out basis.
Well, I think when you look at what you do in the game in terms of playing it out, they're a team that takes a lot of pride in what we call the little things in the game and getting back on forechecks and taking the body and getting pucks deep. But there's a different kind of aura around the Minnesota Wild ever since Kirill Kaprizov has gotten to this team. Now there's not just a guy that we can rely on, a guy that you can be inspired by in the way that he plays, the manner in which he approaches his game each night. He's a superstar, but he glows into the grimy areas. He's not afraid to take a check. That's actually what makes him the best. And when you have somebody that you can kind of emulate and play after as a team, I think it just trickles down the lineup entirely.
Lindsey Brown is joining us here because from afar, it looks like he doesn't fit, because it's a weird dynamic with this team. Like, Carolina and Minnesota are basically identical in terms of goals for, goals against. But the difference is that while Carolina creates tons of scoring opportunities, about, if you're looking at grade A's, high danger chances, about 150 more than Minnesota has this year. Yet Minnesota converts more of theirs than Carolina does, and the goals are about the same. Like, is it just the high end of Kaprizov, or is there something else about it? But it does look like he's the outlier there.
Well, he's certainly the outlier, and they found some sort of chemistry with him and Matt Zuccarello, who they brought in on free agency a couple years before Kaprizov arrived from Russia. And Sam Steele has been the centerman between those two guys since Ryan Hartman went out with an injury a few months ago. Hartman's now back in the lineup, but whoever plays with them seems to find a different level. And it's interesting, the comparison between the two teams and how you mentioned their meeting earlier this season, because arguably that game against Carolina, in which the Wild were victorious in overtime, turned around their season. They were in absolute disarray to start the year. They were letting in way too many goals. They can score goals, but it seemed like they were feeding off the energy that we can compete with these guys. These guys being the Carolina Hurricanes, one of the cream of the crop teams in the NHL, and they out-defense the Rod the Bod defensive complex, which is, you know, That's such a bought-in, highly intentional way to exist. And so that's where the Minnesota Wild are so much differently constructed, because they're in cap constraints, because they bought out Ryan Suter, they bought out Zach Parise. And so the fact that they've been able to finagle the roster and, as you said, produce at the same level as a team like the Carolina Hurricanes, which has been building for years and years and years, is actually really impressive. And I think a direct result of the greatness that is Bill Guerin at the general manager position.
Lindsey Brown is joining us here. Yeah, a lot of people forget. I mean, salary cap hell has not stopped them. They got off to a bad start. They were 7-8-2. Since then, 18-6-2, one of the best records, maybe the best record in the Western Conference. Matt Boldy's been a big part of that. They've already given him a big contract extension. What is this young guy that a lot of people don't know about? What does he bring?
Well, I think it's really impressive that the Wild organization thought, you know what, let's give this 21-year-old $7 million for the next 7 years. I think that speaks a lot to the character of Matt Boldy, who was definitely mature physically for his age. He's only 21 years old, and he's already, you know, 6'2", just over 200 pounds. Some of those guys take a little bit longer to grow into their because
we're having
25. You just have more time to grow in your body. But in terms of, like, what Matt brings, he's an electric talent. He has great timing on his shot, meaning
whoops. at Lindsey Brown 35 disappeared from the internet. And it's not an Elon Musk issue though. We'll try to reconnect with Lindsey Brown. Maybe she can finish that thought, because I want to ask her as a former goalie about goaltending, because I believe we're going to see Marc-Andre Fleury tonight, even though throughout the year he has not been the better goaltender. It has been Filip Gustavsson that has been the better goaltender for the Minnesota Wild. So we'll see what happens here with Lindsey Brown. If we can get her back real quick, we can finish that conversation. If not, we have other things that we can do. I will say this about Minnesota. There is, whenever you are a team that knows that they can capitalize, and that's what the high end of guy like Kaprizov, and there are other guys too, that they can do, is that they only need the little crack. They only need the one chance to get you. That's what Carolina would like to have from a Pacioretty or a Svechnikov, who hasn't scored now in, I believe, 9 games. Let's finish up with Lindsey Brown. And let me just go right here as a former goaltender. Marc-Andre Fleury hasn't been better than the other guy so far this year. In terms of performance, obviously, we know what Marc-Andre Fleury is about. Filip Gustavsson doesn't have that track record. But what have you seen from Fleury this year that makes you think that maybe he can be the guy in the postseason that can carry Minnesota further than maybe anybody thought they'd go?
Well, Marc-Andre Fleury is an absolute athletic freak. We all know that. But what makes him really special in this league is the legend of him, the energy that he brings into the room, and just that levity as well, because there are character guys in the locker room, but there are also guys who will kind of cut the tension with the knife by making an offhand comment or just, you know, able to kind of alleviate that tension in the room. And he does that. And you're right, he has struggled at times this year. He was the one weathering a lot of the storm early in the season, as I mentioned in our chat, when the Wild were really figuring things out defensively. And the thing about Marc-Andre Fleury, and because he's so athletic, sometimes he tends to get outside himself. He'll chase angles a little bit. He'll get a little bit too far outside of his crease. And so if that rebound is there, they're going to have a lot of net to shoot at. But if the Wild are playing well defensively, and not just from their defensemen, their forwards, because that's really where it is. Are you picking up people in the high slot? Are you making sure you're getting in the shooting lanes with the defensemen? That really alleviate a lot of pressure for the goaltender. And so ultimately, the regular season is just getting you ready for the postseason if your team is good enough to win more games than they lose. And I have the full confidence that Marc-Andre Fleury is going to be ready to support the team in the way that it needs come postseason time. But Filip Gustavsson has had a very good bounce back few weeks. He's been the better of the two netminders, yep. And he played against Washington the other night. He made 34 or 36 saves. And so they weren't expecting a power tandem as they probably were with Cam Talbot when he was on roster with Floyd. But then there was all that drama at the draft, and yep. He ends up in Ottawa. And so I honestly think that the goaltending is not necessarily something they need to worry about as much. It's that defensive structure from their forward group.
All right, final thing, because I know you cover the West. Things are okay with the Colorado Avalanche?
Well, I mean, when everybody is as injured as they are, it's really hard to find that consistent energy each night to kind of return to. And Jared Bednar's doing a great job in navigating that. I have a lot of questions about their goaltender, Alexander Georgiev. I think he's very talented, but he's kind of like a spider monkey goaltender where he'll wrap himself around the post and he'll explode, but almost a little bit too far too often. So you can kind of catch him off his ankles a bit, but I'm never going to pick against the Avalanche if they have McKinnon, if they have Makar, if they have Landeskog, if they have Nichushkin, but that hasn't been their reality during the regular season. And so they're just holding on for dear life to get enough points to get in and to get healthy. And once they're in, I mean, all bets are off. How do you pick against a team with that much talent?
Well, all I could dream of is like being the one seed. And all of a sudden, wait a second. The Avalanche are the second wild card team?
Right.
That seems very unfair to me.
Adversity, Colorado. Go win a bunch on the road and you're out to another Stanley Cup. But I think it's going to be really hard for them to repeat. I think what we saw from Tampa Bay and, you know, just about a decade ago from Pittsburgh is going to be an anomaly more than something that's going to happen often.
Especially if you can't stay healthy. At Lindsey Brown 35 on Twitter, I appreciate your time. We'll do it again.
Thanks, Adam.